Oscar Baez the name Shirley Fitzpatrick gave the sauna she built with her own two hands from an old cattle trailer, some wood and some stones, and the advice of two Finnish men who are, of course, inherently knowledgeable on the subject of saunas. Shirley keeps her sauna at a minimum of 80 degrees Celsius near a river. But which river can change? And sometimes it's a little bit hotter too. Áine Gallagher went to visit Shirley Fitzpatrick in the Glenmuir Valley to have a sauna, a dip in the river, and a cup of tea with Shirley as she minds the stove.
Busca Baja. What does it mean? Yeah, it means box of life. Yeah, it's a sauna, but it is a little bit bigger than that, you know. It's about people coming together and connecting with each other and connecting with the landscape as well and nature.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Áine?
Yes.
Shirley.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
How you doing?
Good, you made it down the Bucky Field.
Yes.
My name is Shirley Fitzpatrick, and I'm travelling around Ireland with a mobile sauna called Busca Baja. And yeah, I've been doing it now for 6.5 years. So I got to see really amazing, beautiful spots in this country. Like, I'm in nature all the time, and I'm always by water. So in a lot of ways, it's a very privileged life. We're in Glenmuir Valley, beside the Avonbeg River, and there's a stream meeting the Avonbeg River, and we're right in the centre of the valley, on the floor.
Well, it's a sauna on wheels, because it's mobile, so it has to move.
Yeah, in its past life, the trailer was a cattle trailer, and then I converted it into a sauna. So it's all wooden, which is larch from Cork on the outside, and then it's insulated with sheep's wool insulation, and then on the inside there's cedar, which is from Wicklow as well, and then elm from where I grew up in Kilkenny, and it's all native woods, and that's intentional. When I was making it, I wanted to use materials from Ireland. And I also, the intention of making it was to kind of demystify it as well, as in this is something that people can make at home, and it's very easy to do.
Are there certain woods you need to use inside or outside or on a different surface?
Yeah, well, cedar is a better wood, the best wood to use, like, in that situation, you know, so that's what I used it. But basically, like, I was very lucky when I was building the sauna that a couple of Finnish guys that were in Ireland for a couple of months, they came and I asked their advice. And they said the two most important things when building a sauna is the ventilation and the stones, which you wouldn't think it would be. Yeah, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They said they've experienced saunas with all sorts of woods and cracks and opens and, you know, just really very kind of just put together in lots of ways, but they've worked really well, you know. And so, yeah, it's the ventilation and the stones. Stones need to be igneous, or, you know, stones that have been made under, you know, heat, so they won't explode when they're under a lot of heat. So it's basalt that I use, you know. I keep it a minimum 80 degrees Celsius. So it goes from 80 kind of to 90, but if it goes lower than 80, I start worrying. Yeah.
Oh,
sometimes 100. That's rare, but 80 to 90 is what I like to keep it at, yeah.
It's Friday to Monday, isn't it?
Friday to Monday, yeah.
Great. Well, thanks for that lovely experience.
You're very welcome.
Yeah,
great. Yeah. It's more I didn't actually come across the idea. I just kind of had this idea that it would be really good to make a mobile sauna. And then I was always going to use wood, you know, because the other option would be using a generator, and that would just make noise when you're in nature, and I just want something silent. And I also love the fire. So, it was an idea rather than actually something I came across. And I'd never experienced an outdoor sauna when I was making it. So my first sauna, I brought the sauna to the seaside, and my first sauna experience at the seaside was pretty amazing, because I was like, I didn't know what I was making, and then just to have that experience, which is a pretty amazing experience. And now I see people come to the sauna and I see that they have that same experience I had for the first time, so that's, yeah, I can relate to it.
Yeah, I spent winter in Finland and they were obviously really into saunas there. It was just part of your daily routine. And I think they really do it to keep their mental health in the dark months. But we also experience a really long period of dark and cold. So it really should maybe be something that we should be doing more.
Yeah, I mean, this is also a reason, you know, why. I think definitely saunas would be amazing. Lots of saunas would be amazing in this country, you know, because it's just so damp environment, and the saunas will really help to dry that out and to warm your bones, like, and to warm you from the inside. And like this socially, like a lot of the mental health thing is to do with, like, socially is a big part in Finland, where they'll all come to the sauna and meet, and it's a very social, or they do a weekly thing. And I see that here with Buskabaha, like people come and they meet people here and it's very social. But then there's also quieter times where people, it can be quieter and people have, you know, a bit more space and time for themselves and to really kind of connect with nature. But yeah, I think the beauty of this is the nature, and like, I think that's what makes it doubly powerful. The saunas are amazing in what they do, but having a sauna in nature is really good for you, and yeah, very beneficial in lots of different ways, you know. And getting into the cold stream is, which we're here beside now, is pretty amazing as well, like.
Shirley Fitzpatrick and Culture Files' Áine Gallagher at the Buskabaha in Glenmalure. Keep an eye on Buskabaha on Facebook to follow the sauna's movements.